So I've been making my own search engine, but I've just decided to restructure things underneath the hood. Let's take a look. Here, in the HTML for this page, notice that I have now, atop the page, what appears to be a logo, logo.gif, and I've given it an alternate text of CS50 search, just in case someone's not able to see that image. But notice that I've placed that image inside of a div, and I've assigned it a unique ID of quote-unquote top. Below that, I have another div whose unique ID I've decided to be middle, but I could be identifying these divs as anything I'd like. And inside of this middle div, notice that I have a form. That form is apparently going to submit via HTTP GET to Google servers the following input, an input whose type is text and whose name is Q. And that will happen as soon as the user hits enter or clicks a button labeled CS50 search. Now at the bottom of the page, I have a third and final div whose unique identifier is bottom. Inside of that, I have mention of copyright, including an HTML entity. It turns out that ampersand:sharp169:, is the HTML entity that represents the copyright symbol, for which most likely you don't have an actual key on your keyboard. After that, I mention that it's CS50s. Now top, middle, and bottom exist so that I can uniquely identify the top, the middle, and the bottom of this page so that I can stylize them each a bit differently, and I've already taken the liberty of doing that. Up higher in my page, I have a style tag inside of which are some CSS properties. Let's take a look. Notice that atop this page, I've specified that whatever HTML tag with the unique identifier of top, as indicated by that sharp sign before it, should have text align center as a CSS property. Meanwhile, the middle of the page should similarly be centered, but any inputs in the middle of the page should have 5 pixels of white space around them, simply to give things a bit more room. Meanwhile, at the bottom of the page, I've specified that any text should be in a smaller font, that the weight of said font should be bold, that the margin around the bottom of the page should be 20 pixels, just to give it a little bit of breathing room as well, and that any text therein should be centered. What's going to be the net effect? Well, let's take a look in a browser. If I go here to Chrome, voila, now that is a good-looking search engine.